Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm excited about Gene Griceman joining us. Dr. Gene Griceman is just a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the best resources that we found since we've been doing this. And Gene is a famed speaker. He's an author extraordinaire. He's been a professor. He's a media personality. He's basically a Renaissance man. He can do it all. He writes, he speaks. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. And many of you know about that because you've heard him on the show before. We've had him, and we've asked him to bring Mr. Lincoln with him from time to time. We've visited with President Lincoln before. But we've got Gene on the show today because he's agreed to help us get the new year kicked off. Gene Griceman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you, Jim, and it's always a refreshing experience to hear how good I am.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Somebody who appreciates what you do.
Did I read that properly, Gene?
You shouldn't have given that away, sir.
It's good to have you back, as always, Gene. Thank you so much for all the years that you've spent with us and the steadfast support that you've given to us and to small business owners. We appreciate that very much, and especially for spending some time with us on New Year's Day, and we appreciate that much. I don't know how your party was last night, but mine involved actually propping myself up with an extra pillow in bed pretty early on. we got really wild and crazy.
That shows we're getting old, Jim.
Yeah, I think you're right. Gene, what can we learn from President Lincoln about starting anew, getting a fresh start, like we think about at the beginning of a new year?
Well, whenever you ask me to do a program on New Year's Day, I look through the words Lincoln lived by to find some quotes that would be appropriate for today, and I found one on chapter one. This is a great quote from Lincoln. He said, "Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing." As you know, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out what made Lincoln tick. What is it that takes a person from the backwoods and he self-improves until he becomes one of our greatest presidents, a great writer, great speaker? And it's resolution, your own resolution to succeed. He said it.
Well, and especially, and folks, you know, when Gene talks about that, if you don't, you really can't appreciate that if you don't know what he dealt with, the things that he went through in his life to become what Gene described him a minute ago. When Gene described, you know, we all know what a great man, what a great human being, what an important person he was to the world. To not just to the United States, but to the world. But you can't really appreciate that until you go back and see all the things that happened to him before he became great and how he overcame those and resolved to succeed in the face of those. Right, Gene?
That's right. It was not a one-time kind of process.
Life wasn't easy for him, was it?
Oh, that's right. One of his supporters and then later his critics, Horace Greeley, said there was not a year that passed that did not find him a stronger, wiser, cooler man than he was the year that preceded. And that's the idea. Also, you hear people say, "Oh, well, that's just a New Year's resolution." Well, resolution for Lincoln was more than something that you looked at and said, "Oh, well, if it works out, fine. If it doesn't, that'll be okay, too." Lincoln was a man of resolve. He believed that failure, like success, comes from within. And he believed that willpower is a muscle. And if you use it, it becomes strong. And if you don't use it, it becomes flabby. Lincoln really consciously tried to become a person whose will was like steel.
You know, I really believe what you just said very, very much. The brain is not just a receptacle to where you put things. It's not just a hard drive where you store information. I truly believe that the brain is a muscle, that it is something that you can strengthen, that you can improve, not just improve it with knowledge, but improve it in its ability to process that knowledge and to deliver that knowledge in a useful way. I really believe that. And I'm going to comment on that when we come back after these messages and get more of your thoughts on that. We're visiting with our good friend Gene Griseman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, one of my favorite books in the whole world. Tony Tell, stay with us. We'll be right back.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. My free newsletter comes every week by email. And the article that you'll get, the feature article you'll get this week if you subscribe, includes the resolutions that I talked about earlier. And if you and then the one you'll get next week will be my predictions for 2004, some of the things. And in case you're wondering whether I'm a very good prognosticator, I was 14 of 18 last year and 12 of 16 the year before. So I got a pretty good record going, so you might want to check that out, and that's at jbsba.com. Gene Griseman is our guest. He's the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People and the book that we're talking about right now, some of the things we're talking about with Gene, The Words Lincoln Lived By. Gene, tell us where these are available, please.
Well, you can get The Words Lincoln Lived By and Time Tactics of Very Successful People at any bookstore in the United States. You can also get them easily at Amazon.com. And if they go to my website, which is presidentlincoln.com, they can get it. In fact, we have a wonderful website special where they can get, I think, 7 of my books and videos and posters for $70, which
wow.
is savings.
That's a good deal. And by the way, folks, let me spell Gene's last name. Is G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N. Griseman with the I before the E, S-S-M-A-N. It's Gene or Eugene. Either one of those will get you if you're looking for him online somewhere. Gene, let's get back to this. We were talking about the brain and how much we all know how much Mr. Lincoln exercised his brain. I mean, what did he have, like only a few months of formal education?
About 1 year of schooling.
A formal education, and yet he became an attorney. He became, and ultimately a president, and his words are still being read today as important words. He learned how to exercise the muscle between his ears, didn't he?
Yes, he did. A fine writer, by the way. He worked at that all his life. He studied and wrote poetry, and two of the things he wrote are considered two of the finest things ever written in the English language. The Gettysburg Address and his second inaugural address.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a man who didn't just think about doing good stuff. He willed it.
Well, you know, Gene, something I've been saying quite often now, more later than I used to, because I believe this, is I've been saying that if you look at two businesses side by side, and one of them is successful and one of them is unsuccessful, you'll find that very much about both companies will be very similar. The products, the people, mm-hmm. the tools, the trucks, all those things will be very similar. But the difference between success and failure is what was between the ears of the owners.
Mm-hmm.
What was in the mind of the owners. And not just the knowledge, but the resolve to deal with adversity, to deal with challenges, and maybe to make something out of not very much. Certainly.
You know, you're right. It is the thinking and the resolve. In order to be a high achiever, one must not just outthink, one must outwill the competition.
Right.
And Lincoln did both.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes ask, why is it that a person growing up in the South would choose to do Lincoln? One reason that I did this, as you know, I got interested in what makes a person very successful when I was doing my interviews with celebrities on TBS. And I thought, why don't I write a one-man play about someone who embodies all the successful characteristics that I have been observing in these world-class people? And I chose Lincoln for that reason, because he embodies so much of what makes a person successful. One of those is will. For example, I've encountered some very, very successful people, as you have. And one of the things that you will discover, if you try to stop somebody who's made up his or her mind to achieve, they want to really get to something, just try to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And you will discover a will. People don't just wish for success, they will it.
Well, and sometimes, Gene, where, you know, we find ourselves, I know I have found myself like this. I love the old fable about the fox that was chasing the rabbit, and the fox hopped over the rabbit hopped over Mr. Turtle, and Mr. Turtle said, "Hey, Mr. Rabbit, are you going to make it?" And Mr. Rabbit said, "I got to make it. I don't have a choice." And sometimes that's a good thing. You know, sometimes
yes.
Out of that kind of excitement, sometimes emergencies cause us to perform in ways that can help us create opportunities. You know, a lot of times things have happened to me before, Gene, that I thought that, you know, this is horrible. But because I resolved not to let it defeat me, I was actually, before long, I said, wait a minute, this is turning out to be good. This is making me do things. This is making me see things that I wouldn't have seen from my comfortable position.
Yes. You know, you mentioned about all the difficulties that Lincoln moved through.
Hold on to that thought, Gene.
We'll
come back after these messages. I actually have that list, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get Gene to tell us about that, and I'm going to talk about that list with Gene right after these messages. These are the things that Mr. Lincoln overcame in his lifetime. Pretty impressive. Pretty inspirational. 10-2. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us, and we've got Gene Grossman with us. He's been helping us to steal our, to sort, basically just sort of talking to us a little bit about how to resolve to be successful, how to deal with some of the challenges that we have, and to make sure that in 2004 we have a successful year. Gene, I promise you I'd read some of the things that Mr. Lincoln dealt with, and here's this list. Gene, and you, I know you know it very well. In 1831, President Lincoln, or Abraham Lincoln at that time, had a business that failed. The next year, in 1832, he was defeated for state legislator. He tried another business in 1833. It failed. In 1835, his fiancée died. The next year, in 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. In 1843, he ran for Congress and was defeated. He tried again for Congress in 1848. He was defeated again. He tried running for the Senate in 1855. He lost. And his name was placed in the hat to be vice president. After that, it was not successful. In 1859, he ran for the Senate again and was defeated. And, of course, we know in 1860 he was elected the 16th president of the United States. But while he was in office, I believe, Gene, at least one or two, I know he lost two children before his death, two boys, Eddie and Willie, I think.
Yes.
And one or both of them died while he was in the White House.
Willie died when he was in the White House, and it absolutely devastated him.
So folks, this is a man of which all of us look to and admire for what he accomplished, for what he meant to us and to the world, and yet he dealt with all these things. Now, Gene, I'm thinking, you know, when I think about all the tough times I've had, and whenever I've had a little pity party because things were pretty tough on me, this kind of makes me ashamed of myself.
Well, I'll give you the formula that Lincoln learned to use when he had a bad experience, and it can be used by every person who's listening. And this is the formula, in case any of your listeners have the words Lincoln lived by, it's number 14. And here's what he said. I found that when one is embarrassed, usually the shortest way to get through with it is to quit talking about it or thinking about it and go at something else. Just talking about bad experiences of the past is not good. He quit talking. He wouldn't even talk about it. In fact, in my Lincoln portrayal, Lincoln says, I learned to use a four-letter word when I had a bad experience. The four-letter word is N-E-X-T.
I like that. Next.
And so that's where we are today. If you had some bad experiences last year, just say next.
Well,
not
going to
talk about it anymore. Not going to think about it. I'm going to go on to something else.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think about is how what Jesus said to the devil when the devil was tempted him. I believe it was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I believe that's where it was. You know, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." And you know, so when you've got something that's treating you like the devil, folks, if there's something that's bugging you, you know, just say, "Get behind me." And
I've not heard it expressed exactly that way.
Well, I'm afraid I have that kind of mind, G, but
but I think it's wonderful.
Well, the thing is that one of the biggest Satans that we have, one of the biggest devils, the biggest demons that we all have to deal with is doubt.
Mm.
And one of the things I do is I say that out loud. I say, "Get behind me, doubt." whenever doubt is infiltrating my mind and my plans, I say, "Get behind me. I don't have time for you." And then I move on to something that's next, as you say, which typically I try to make that something that I've done well, something that's positive in my life, mm-hmm. something that I know I can, you know, that I have done successfully. And we have to focus on those things, don't we? We have to make sure we don't focus on the negative and that we focus on the positive. Gene, thank
you. Well, it's certain that Lincoln did this combination of dealing with negative and being positive. He believed that thinking it and believing it and willing it is the first step in receiving it.
Well,
if you believe something is going to happen, it's on its way to you.
Well said, Gene. Thank you very much for being here and for all the time you've given us in the past and all the great wisdom that you've shared with us. We appreciate it. Let's have a good 2004. What do you think?
I agree. And thanks very much. I've received more than I've given.
We'll see you next time. Gene Grisman, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta go. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.